examine to establish blood consciousness, if you will, blood consciousness in every believer that God permit us to get our hand on. Because blood consciousness produced perpetual victory. Write that down. Perpetual victory. That means if you know you have victory and it looks like it's going wrong, you already know you got it. See, the blood produced perpetual, unending, unstopping, unchanging victory. No matter what's going on in your life, you still know by the authority of the blood, I still have victory. Are you listening to me? Victory all the time because of the power of the blood. I'm going to say some things to you this morning. I'm going to read some scriptures this morning that you may have heard them before, but in the context in which I'm going to read them and minister from them, we're talking about the power of speaking blood-filled words. Listen at that. The power, say it, the power of speaking blood-filled word. Now, I'm looking at a few people, your mouth is not opening. I didn't ask you to think it. I didn't ask you to meditate it. I asked you to say it. See, in the presence of God, there's an atmosphere you can create. But God ain't messing with no cute folks. God only messes with ugly folks. People get ugly for him. And so I'm having you to say this. Some of y'all need healing. You need finances. You need things. So when I ask you to say something, I'm trying to get an impartation to you. But if you're disobedient in what I ask you to say, you probably won't get it. You follow me? Now say this with me.
The power
of speaking.
Blood-filled
words. Now, this is a blood-filled book. From Genesis to Revelation, it's dealing with the power of the blood. From Genesis to Revelation, it's dealing with the power of the blood. I'm going to say some things to you about the blood prior to reading the scripture. There's two scriptures that the Lord latched onto my spirit. But releasing blood-filled words creates an atmosphere of boldness, victory, grace, glory, and God's goodness. You want to hear that again? Yeah. I say, because you didn't have too much enthusiasm. Do you want to hear that again? Yeah. See, I'm talking about speaking blood-filled words, and when you speak blood-filled word, it creates an atmosphere. Yes, sir. Can I say this, Lord? Yeah, it creates an atmosphere that takes over an environment. Good God Almighty, I love that. He just gave me that. See, it creates an atmosphere that takes over an environment. See, all hell may have been broken loose, but when you start speaking them blood-filled word, the atmosphere changed and the environment has to bow. Are you hearing me? The atmosphere changed and the environment, in other words, where you have to bow. So let me say it again. Releasing blood-filled words creates. Now we're talking about the spirit realm now. We're talking about the spirit realm. Hey, Roger, talking about the spirit realm that can change anything. See the invisible change the visible. Talk to him up in here. I said, see this, the invisible. What's on the inside changes the outside. Can I hear you?
Amen.
Say it. What's on the inside,
changes
what's on the outside. One of the things you must remember, I'm going to read this again to you, Joe. I forgot. One thing you must remember. Now, I want you to remember this, and don't take it lightly. You are a speaking spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you a little, get you a little further. You have the Creator's voice. Because his life, You understand what I'm saying? His life is on the inside of you, and especially when you are anointed. When you are anointed, you talk like a God. When you are anointed, you talk with the authority of Christ. When you are anointed, the demon don't know whether it's you or Jesus talking. They respect you just like they respect Jesus, because the Holy Spirit anoints you just like he anointed Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord says, stop belittling yourself and recognize the authority and power, glory and grace and goodness you can produce just by speaking blood-filled words. Get stuck on this one statement. Releasing blood-filled words creates an atmosphere of boldness, victory, grace, glory, and God's goodness. Are you listening to me? Well, Lord, if you want me to read that scripture, that wasn't the scripture I was about to read, but you want to read it right here, I'll read it. So they better understand it, your sovereignty. God is a sovereign God. God do not have to ask for permission.
Right.
Let me say it another way. No matter what's the condition, God does not have to ask for permission to change it. A matter of fact, he want me to tell you, it's already changed. You just got to accept it. Believe it. Take a hold of it. Tell somebody, it's already changed. Say, see that problem you came here with? It's already changed. Can you see this?
Yes.
I remember he was talking to me about the scripture. I don't know if I need to read it now. It's for the introducer. You turn to Psalm 84:11. I want you to see that. Psalm 84:11. That's not my text, but I want you to see that, because right now it seems like the atmosphere that we're creating, you need to know about God's grace, his glory, and his goodness.
Amen.
All in the same voice. His grace, his goodness, and his glory. Now, his glory is his presence. His grace is his favor. His goodness is God just good.
Yes.
Psalm 84:11. I want you to read that with me. Psalm 84:11. I'm not going to even turn to it. Psalm 84:11. He's a sun and a shield, he said.
Yes.
Let that drop in your spirit, because the next words I'm going to say are going to have an effect on your life. But you have to know that he's the God of grace, he's the God of glory, and he's the God of goodness. Good God Almighty. Everybody don't want to serve a God like that. He's the God of favor. He's the God that manifests his presence in a situation. Take the situation over and give you the victory. Take the situation over. He manifests himself. Take the situation over. Don't care how many demons in the room. He take the situation over and give me the victory. Say it, and give me the victory. You see what I'm saying? See, we're talking about the invisible ruling the visible. See, I see you, but I don't see all of you. There's a part of you I can't see, but it's bigger than you, what I see. Read this. Read Psalm 84:11. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, look what he said. No good thing will he withhold. Who God talking to up in here? Now you see, you think walking righteous means you got to walk perfect. All of us have flaws. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the condition his blood has placed you in. Because you're under the blood, you can walk uprightly. And that's where he set us up, so he would not have to withhold no good thing from us. All of us can walk upright. Good God Almighty. See, Satan condemn you with the little mistake you made. and say, now that verse not for you. He's a liar. That verse is for everybody up in here. So if God is not withholding thing, no good thing from me, why some things are hell from me? Yeah, I'm going to answer it for you. I want you to start speaking blood-filled word and Satan redeemed, redemption, righteousness. He have to turn everything loose that this book say belong to you. Somebody shout amen. Got it? You may be seated now. Let me tell you those other things I need to tell you. I ran up on some spiritual beings this morning when I was meditating and praying for this morning. I never grasped this, but I got it this morning. I'm going to share it with you, and I think it's going to change your life. I ran upon blood enforcing angels.
Wow.
Angels, just a sign to enforce blood filled spoken words.
Yes, sir.
I had not time to search the scripture for them fully, but I know they're there because when Jesus was tempted, the angels came and ministered. They were there. But these blood enforcing angels. And you know, and my secretary can read my writing sometime. She had blood embracing angels. So I'll take that also. I'll take that. That was the Holy Ghost. Take, write both things down. Blood embracing angels and blood enforcing angels. Angel. Now these are special angels that has blood jobs. Come on, I got a powerful scripture I want to read to you, but I'm gonna do this one. These are angels that engage in warfare because of the blood. They engage. As soon as somebody speak a blood-filled word, and see, you have an advantage over the average Christian because I'm dropping that in your spirit.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, I've been studying the word, and I've studied a thousand of books, both spiritual and psychologically, and I never heard of nobody speaking no blood-filled words. Now, maybe you got a revelation on it, but I never heard that. Until the Lord spoke it to me,
right.
The power. Remember that man had trouble with his servant was sick? And those was blood-filled words. He said, speak the word only? Those was blood-filled words. Every time you speak blood-filled words, you're saying to Satan, I beat you. I beat you. I beat you. You already will. You already will. You already will. I remind you. I remind you. I remind you of who I am and whose I am. What you're saying to your life? You're saying to your life, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. When you speak blood-filled words. Are you going to stay here with me or what you going to do? You remember we dealt with at the gate of Eden. We dealt with Noah, as soon as he got off the ark, he made sacrifice to the Lord. And Morah, the ram of blood, took Isaac's place. Then we see that blood was sprinkled on a whole nation. And they came out of Egypt. Huh? You remember he said, if I see the blood, I'll pass over. Now, I want to read two blood-filled scriptures, all the scriptures blood-filled, but these... The Lord pointed this one out to me because in four aspects, it speak of the blood. Yeah. In Isaiah 53, Isaiah 53. Another scripture I'm going to read, then I'm going to give you some more points. Isaiah 53. Now, every child of God, every Christian, don't care how dumb you are. Don't care how spiritually dumb you are. You can take these words this morning and go to work. I just want you know, I want everybody to know I'm talking to them, you know. They got some spiritual dummies listening to me. When I say that, I'm not trying to be ugly. I just, you know, you need to recognize when you're a dummy, you need to be recognized. You're not taught properly, you're a dummy. And Satan robbing you. See, I know some of my members don't like for me to say that. They want me to be a nice little boy. I ain't no nice little boy. I'm an apostle with a message. I gotta say some things you don't lack sometimes. You in a church that says something you lack all the time. You in a wrong church because that's a get along with you church. I ain't trying to get along with you. I'm trying to get you a breakthrough. I ain't got time to be kissing on you and hugging you all the time. Hear what thus saith the Lord. A little cute church. They ain't got time for this cute stuff. Yeah. We got to create an atmosphere that we win. How many want to be a winner?
Every time.
When you ain't got time, you don't want no little punk pastor up here talking to little punk talk. Come on, you all right. I don't care how you are. Hear what the Lord says.
Help us. Come on, Dad. Help us.
Bring it up. Somebody say he changed like the wind. But the Holy Ghost blowing.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
No. Isaiah 53, 5. Be seated. These are some of the most powerful blood-filled words you ever hear. Now, blood-filled words are exchangeable with the cross. Blood-filled words says this. Jesus, after everything was taken care of, it is finished. Maybe your body telling you something else. Maybe your pocketbook telling you something else. But you know, it is finished. Satan, what you've been holding me with and vexing me with and all these years and all these months, you shouldn't have let me come to church this morning. For the blood is speaking to me that it is finished. Good God Almighty. You believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. Here in Isaiah 53, 5, but he was wounded. Blood. Underline that. Blood. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised. Underline that. Blood. Bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement. Blood. Of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe, blood, we are healed. That's a voice loaded with blood. Matter of fact, that's the whole story. Matter of fact, that's the whole Bible. Matter of fact, that's the whole truth, nothing else but the truth, so help me God. Right there. Everything happened right there. That's the way it happened, right there. All your victories right there. Every lie Satan telling you is right there. Answer that with the truth that I'm delivered. Second scripture is a very peculiar scripture because it brings demonstration of the spirit and power. And I think that's what the church needs to be entering into now. We had some manifestation, but we need to enter into demonstrations of the spirit and of power. Yes, sir. I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
See something. Uh-oh. Something you need, just a manifestation, not going to handle it.
Come on, Dad.
All right.
Some things you need to deal with, you need a demonstration.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean you need a demonstration? You need something never happened before.
Right.
Something you've never seen before. See? May the Lord begin to manifest in your life demonstrations that you have not seen before. Glory. I like that. You like that? Yeah, demonstration of the spirit and the power. You see, with these blood-filled words, you're setting yourself up for that. Are you following me? Come on, sit down. First Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, I don't know what Corinthians. Like it's 1 Corinthians 2. Hallelujah. You know, and they They got all these people. You see, like I'm leaning you and kind of sideways. That they say you can't do that for television. I ain't got time for no television and all that, man. I'm trying to move in the spirit, man. See, you let the public ministry take over your private ministry. My private ministry with Jesus. If Jesus tells me to get on my head, I'm gonna get on my head. Somebody might at home help, but I'll get on it because I'm not concerned about being all starchy for people. Let the Holy Ghost go, man. Something can happen if you let the Holy Ghost go. What I said, something can happen. Something can happen if you yield to the Holy Ghost. These public ministry have robbed people of the power. My ministry is not public. My ministry is private with Jesus. Whatever he said, let's do it. I had a Catholic lady who used to play for a Catholic church came here. She said if she had to play one more song, she was going to scream. Just so dead. She said, I've played this thing the same way for 50 years. I'm just tired. I just want something to happen. She got here. She was so happy. A daughter took her away from here. Her daughter took her away from here because I couldn't straighten her husband out. I ain't married him.
Yeah.
I prayed for him and did the best I could. The man, you got to do something yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
I ain't God. I prayed for him, laid my hand on him.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Hallelujah.
Talking about he not a man. I want him to step up.
Come on, Dad.
Now, a dumb preacher would have stepped up for him. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. That's how them preachers get in trouble.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't want the women to tell me all that trouble. Tell it to Carolyn.
Yeah. There you go.
He drunk, man. He got drunk right quick. Yeah, the next verse now. Because I got some work. I got a little more work to do this morning. In 1 Corinthians 2:2, these are blood-filled words. These words will make you strong. These words will make you strong. 1 Corinthians 2:2, these words will make you strong in blood. Apostle Paul had two things, grace and blood. Grace and blood, favor and blood. And here he says, for I determined not to know anything among you, anything, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. See, that's blood. Huh? Can't you see that's blood? He said, I'm determined. Watch me now. I'm determined not to depend on nothing else. I'm determined not to depend on nobody else. I'm determined to depend on what Jesus has already done for me. I don't need no assistance. I don't need no other help. If I can get a right grip on this blood, you see what I'm saying? If I can get my faith working right on this blood, I don't need nothing else. Because the blood runs the whole show. Without the blood, there's no grace. Without the blood, there's no glory. Without the blood, there's no goodness. The blood of Jesus, the Father sent him here to make his blood run everything. So these bloodless words we've been speaking, not having a revelation of the power of the blood in those words, spirit, life, truth, and blood in those words will make your statement now more effective in three worlds, heaven, hell, and earth. You have authority in three worlds. When you speak blood-filled words. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding that?
Yes, sir.
Try it, you'll like it. It'll change your life. See, you have to know in your knower, now that I'm teaching you this, when I speak scriptures and I'm releasing my soul and my spirit with it, I'm speaking blood-filled words. I'm speaking my rights that the cross has already established for me. I'm not asking Satan permission. I'm operating from the Great Commission. Right, that's good. Good time. Good time, Lord. Good time. Good time to give you another revelation. When I said that, God said that. That's why I told you to write that down. The gospel is blood-filled word. Turn with me to Romans chapter 1 and see what kind of power it produced. Romans chapter 1. Glory to God. Somebody glad they came to church this morning. Glory to God. I got a few things I want to speak over. I got a few things I want to talk to when I leave this church. Yes, sir. I got a few situations that I need to talk to. And I'm going to put these blood-filled words on it. And the apostle said, if I put the words right, it got to work. Hallelujah. The gospel is blood-filled words. You understand that? Because the gospel, there is no gospel without a cross. Are you following me? The cross is the manifestation of the gospel. Don't shout me now because I'm preaching good. Are you following me? Now, when you say the gospel, blood, feel what, I want you to see this. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the blood of Christ. There it is, right there. Somebody help me preach now. You understand? They say, I'm not ashamed. That's exactly what he's saying. For I'm not ashamed of the blood of Christ. Say it.
I'm not ashamed of the blood of Christ.
You're saying the same thing this text saying. When that text said, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's saying, I'm not ashamed of the blood. I'm not ashamed of the cross. I'm not ashamed of humility. I'm not ashamed of meekness. I'm not ashamed of being humble. I'm not ashamed to admit I can't do it. I ain't all that spiritual. I need help.
Come on, Dad. Preach.
I'm not ashamed to say grace brought me this far. Huh? How you got here? Grace brought me. Wasn't for grace, I'd be dead in my grave. I'm not ashamed to give him the glory. I don't need no glory. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. I'm really not just reading this. I'm really come to the point. I realize. Wow, good God Almighty. I'm not just reading this scripture. I believe this. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Good God Almighty. To everyone that believeth. To the Jew first. Thank God. Thank God he didn't forget about the Greek and the Gentile.
Amen.
And also the Greek. You don't believe the gospel is filled? Is blood filled word? Now let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Y'all getting this? Man, I'm getting full, man. Listen. It's over today. Listen to me. God sent you here for a reason. You visitor. Y'all here for a reason. Holyfield says the real deal. This the real deal. The blood is the real deal.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Glory. Not a one under my voice is a common Christian no more. You're commissioned to walk in victory. Don't complain about nothing. Anything challenges you, talk back to it. I don't want y'all sitting down. Don't sit down and take nothing. Speak blood-filled word back to it. Talk back to it. Yeah. Whatever tell you you don't have the victory after today, I want you to talk back to it. When something tell you you don't have the victory, it's telling Jesus you don't have the victory. And I know that's a lie. If I can get y'all to come to church on Wednesday night, I'll teach you how to handle your soul, then you'll be more strong in your spirit. But some of y'all won't come Wednesday night if Jesus come here and tell us he's going to take us all home with him. You just won't come because you got that old tradition. I call it old tradition of spirit out of you this morning. You need to get your behind out here on Wednesday night so I can teach you some things.
Right.
Because I'm teaching about the soul on Wednesday night, and I'm teaching things that you never heard before. We got to close them five doors on your soul before your spirit can wait.
Come on now.
Your soul and your body whooping you. That's who whooping
right.
you. That's your soul and the body got you not coming to church on Wednesday night. I said, ain't no Bible study. We got worship on Wednesday and God dog it. I wish somebody who said it was under me hear me. Give me some respect. Don't send me out your Wednesday night by myself.
That's
dishonor.
That's
dishonor.
Right.
I wish your congregation listening.
Yes,
I wish your congregation listening. That's dishonor. They've been having that old dishonorable spirit in the church for hundreds of years.
Yes,
people just do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and they respect the clerk, the town clerk, they respect the sheriff's office, they respect everybody else. They pay their taxes. Because you're dealing more with the physical than you're dealing with the invisible. You're dealing more with the visible than you're dealing with the invisible.
Come on, Dad. Yes, sir.
Every time, I'm going to get off of this. Every time you disobey God and you say, Lord, I've hooked up with this house and you're not here, you just stole something.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Every time.
And Rose can't be fully blessed. Sit down. Let me finish.
Right.
First Thessalonians. I know it hurt, but I got to walk on you this morning because I love you that much. Good preacher love you enough to tell you the truth and stand a chance in even losing you, but he just love you that much because he wants you to say, you don't need to be talking to me like that, but I'm talking to you. We need to get delivered here. I want you to have it. I want you to know what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I want you to know what you're doing. I want you to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
I want you to be the head, not the tail.
Yes, sir.
Slaps about a high five. Man, that man really preaching. And I'm listening. I'm getting it. Man of God, come and talk to me.
Man of God.
Go on and change my life.
Please.
I take it right now. Speak the word.
Speak
blood-filled
word.
Oh, my. You know what the Lord just told me? You ready for this? When you speak blood-filled word, you operate in blood-filled faith. Never heard that before. My faith is filled with blood. And it is. It's just the Lord opened it to us tonight, but it always, see, when you know it, you're more powerful.
Yeah, right.
It was there already, you understand me? But when you know you're more powerful now, when you're using your faith, now you're using blood-filled faith. First Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. It did come in word, but also in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, because you need to know who we are. The world needs to know who you are. You are a child of God, and you need to operate in word, power, the Holy Ghost, in plenty of confidence. A lot of times people don't like to go to church because they ain't getting nothing. Same song, same. That's why people say, Lord, let's go. Then when they stay home, say, I know what they're doing right now. They're reading the scripture. And I'm not putting anybody down, but I got to talk to you all about this because we got to get rid of this. I said, we got to get rid of this. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're talking about the gospel's blood-filled word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 now. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing worse preaching if you can't prove it with the word. Glory to God. I feel dancing coming on. Glory to God. I feel I'm getting some victories I never had before. Glory to God. I feel a presence of God coming in this room and give somebody some victory that they never had before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gospel is blood filled. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to preach myself happy, boy. Ha, 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 ha. Glory. I feel anointed, man. What? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you feel the Spirit? Hey! Glory to God. Hallelujah. My soul just bowed down. My soul just bowed down before Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm ready for some special miracles here now. Some signs and wonders to hit this place. Glory to God. Rest of y'all about to stop acting like an elephant. When the glory moves, you can't be an elephant. You know what an elephant is? He's sitting down on the glory. Y'all got to get nothing to get up in the power. The Lord try to get in here, and then you just sit there. I'm trying to train the church when the glory comes. You can't just be sitting there. That means the king have walked in the room. See, Jesus can't stand for you to preach about the blood this much. It gets Jesus excited. He said, I believe I'm going down there. Jesus said, hush. Hush! Somebody calling my name. Down in Darrow. They talk about my blood. They talk about what I can do. I believe I'm going down there. He's here.
He's here.
He's here. If you're not saved, come stand up here with me. If you're not saved right now, come stand up here. I'm not closing, but if you're not saved, I want you to get up here right quick. Right now. If you know you're not saved, I want you to come up here right now. Jesus, just step in the room just for you. If you have not been born again, you have not been baptized, I want you to come here right now. Where are you? Move in Jesus' name. Today is your day of salvation. Move! You know the Lord loves you right in the middle of my message. Good God Almighty. Somebody you're not saved now. Somebody you're not saved. That's why he told me stop. Don't leave you. Don't leave you not saved. Get it today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Come on, let's go. Hallelujah. I'm going to close in a minute. Leave me alone. Ain't nobody at your house. Ain't nobody looking for you nowhere. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. Look out. This glorious light and the image of God. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. Mm-hmm. the light of the glorious gospel, verse 4, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. Good God Almighty. Then turn back to 1 Corinthians for a moment. Turn back to 1 Corinthians for a moment. We're talking about speaking blood-filled word, and we're saying that the gospel is blood-filled words. In 1 Corinthians again, chapter 2, and I want to address these two verses because I'm trying to get another dimension of the move of the Spirit. There in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And my speech. And my preaching was not with enticing words. Enticing words. We're talking about blood-filled words. We ain't talking about no enticing words. Words of man's wisdom. See, that's what stopped the move. We got all these enticing, educated, well-grounded, fixed word, spoken with. That's it, wit. With worldly dignity. Not giving the Holy Ghost a chance to scramble. The Holy Ghost needs to scramble sometimes. He needs to scramble some things up that you don't even know what he's doing. But if you know what he's doing all the time, you're never going to see special miracles. The Holy, any of y'all ever prayed? I don't know how to pray it. Scrabble? Or something, you got to be scrambled. Or made it, put up a jigsaw puzzle. That's the way the Holy Spirit works. You don't know what part to play next. And sometimes what you want to do don't fit. See, this might not make sense to you, but that's all right. You see, the puzzle sometimes you're trying to put a place in, but it don't make sense. The Holy Ghost can kick the table over, and when it hit the floor, the whole thing together. Did you hear that? See, the Holy Ghost, that's the way he put things together. The Holy Ghost don't do things. Jesus said, you're blind. Looked like he should have got some sterilizing stuff and trying to get the man eyes or something to help the man eye. Jesus put mud in it.
Yeah.
Now the religious folk, look at that. That fool let that man put mud in his eye. Isn't that crazy? When that man came back, the man said, you the fool.
See?
I got to teach you how to flow with the Holy Ghost. See, what the Holy Ghost called decent and in order, you all trying to get it, a lot of times we're trying to get it naturally. That's not what he's talking about. The decent in order for the Holy Ghost is whatever the Holy Ghost say do. I remember one of the greatest moves of the Holy Ghost I ever seen is I kicked some flowers over at Creflo's church. Just kicked them over. The Holy Ghost kept telling me, kick the flower. I said, I'm here to preach though. Kick the flower. I said, all the thought of peace, kick the flower. I said, you say it one more time, I'll kick it. I'm not going to even think about it. I said, you can't think about it. He said, kick it. Bam!
Yeah.
The usher coming, I said, get back.
Yeah.
Why? They're trying to keep things in natural order.
Yeah.
And the great, one of the greatest move of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Doing things out of the ordinary. As the Holy Ghost lead.
Yes,
I said, as the Holy Ghost lead. As the Holy Ghost lead. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man. Getting foggy up in here. I feel like when I had my last all night drinking. So you got to get drunk to flow with the Holy Ghost. Ain't no sober folks going to flow with the Holy Ghost. They got all that dignity and trying to hold that dress right and all that. No!
Yeah.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom. Uh-oh. Look what he said. Look what he said. What he said. That what? The next voice said what? What? What's the next voice say? But the power of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Where you see where your faith is supposed to stand, right? In the power of God. Sit down a few minutes. I'm going to teach you about 10 more minutes. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I'm about to make another statement to you. You getting blessed? You're born to be blessed, you know. The Holy Ghost is connected to blood-filled words. I'm about to show it to you. The Holy Ghost is connected to blood-filled words. What I say? All right, here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse, you got to be looking now and listening, because the Spirit going to speak to you. Verse 15. Well, the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that, he had said before, watch the blood now. See, when you see the word cross, covenant, redemption, you're talking about the blood. This is the covenant. This is the blood that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. He couldn't get this in the Old Testament. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their mind will I write them. Good God Almighty. The Holy Ghost said that. See, the Holy Ghost is connected to the blood. And let me see. I'm going to convince you a little more. Turn to John chapter 6, John's gospel. Come on, just a few minutes. John's gospel, hallelujah. And sometimes you almost need interpretation scriptures God give you. You know, some people look up Concordian scripture, but that's good too, but sometimes there's some Holy Ghost scripture. Then I like this verse anyway, but the Holy Ghost is connected to blood-filled word in John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further now. Let's go to another. Go to Romans 8, 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. That's an hour on that clock, or that's extra? That's all, okay. I'm getting hungry. Well, you know I'm human, right? Hallelujah. Boy, I got some amens under the breath there. Amen. He said, when I say I'm getting hungry, hallelujah. Real preaching now, hallelujah. Family said, man, I know that man a prophet. This is one of the most powerful verses you ever read in your life, too. You're in Romans 8, 2. For the law, see, that's the laws he's writing on your heart. You remember what we said in Hebrew? What the Holy Ghost said? For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. From any damn thing Satan bring forth. See, Satan is damnable. He wants to send us to doom and damn us, but the word of God stops him. Words of hell are being spoken over your life every day by the devil. But you have to have the shield of faith that quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I don't need Satan to leave. I just need to know who I am. I don't need the bully to move off the block. I just got to know I can handle the bully. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? The bully don't have to leave town. I need to know that I can handle the bully. He who walks in the blood is the bully's boss. You heard what I said? He who walks in the blood is the bully's boss. You can't bully me. You got to tell him that you can't bully me. He's wounded for my transgression. Tell him he was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him. And with his stripe, I am healed. I am blessed. I am victorious. Wave your hand at me if you believe that. Can I pronounce that on you today? All over again, all over again, all over. You already know it, but all over again, fresh and anew, from a fresh anointing, from a fresh anointing, no bully can handle you no more. I need y'all to come to Gretna because I'm going to deal with poverty. Poverty is possessive. Poverty is possessive. Barely getting by is a possessive reverse anointing from hell. If you would listen to me, I can get you a breakthrough. But poverty has possessed a lot of Christians and made them its own. The money comes anointing can break that. Destroy. Yeah. Right, let me read you. You got it. Read Romans 8. I'm a close now. We're going to take up next week on the apostle spoke blood filled words. The kingdom of God function by blood filled words. We want to see some of that. Huh? Blood-filled words coupled with the spirit of faith is Satan doomed. You dominate. Say it, I'm a dominator. See? And your dominion is based on the revelation and the inspiration and the preparation and the application you make of what God said to you. I announce today, thousands of people listening to me, every curse is reversed off of your life. And you're free to be blessed, 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 blessed. Listen to this. This is what I heard. Every mistake you have made is pushed aside by the blood. So you're free to flow without any condemnation. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know y'all made some mistakes? How many of y'all know you're redeeming the blood? Keep the hand up. You're saying one. Sam one. Sam one. Sam one. The ultimate victory has been won at Calvary. The ultimate victory. But it will be implemented in the future. But the sentence has been passed. Now it needs to be enforced. Where's the enforcement? I'll close one voice. I got another voice. Another voice. Where's the enforcement? Where's the enforcement? In the mouth of the church. In the mouth of the believer. The enforcement of the covenant is in your mouth. God cannot enforce the covenant for you. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, your mouth. Come on, Lord. Luke 21. You the blood enforcer down here. You the cross enforcer. You the victory enforcer. The church, in the church mouth.
Yes, sir.
In the church, M-O-U-T-H. Yeah. Because the church been a M-O-U-S-E, you know.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
You don't need to be no church mouse. Yeah. You need to speak with a church mouth.
Mouth.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, you understood what I'm saying. You don't act like you don't understand. I know I can't talk too good, but you understood that. I'm talking about a mouth and a mouth.
Yeah.
Yes, see, I used to say mouth. I just go. Finally, I got a hold to it. Got that TH sound on the end, you know. Mouth. But I used to say mouth.
Come on, Dad.
Stop being a church mouse.
Yeah. Yep.
And open up a church mouth.
Yeah.
And enforce your right. Enforce who you are.
Enforce.
Santa, show up. Now, if you don't use your mouth, you're going to be a mouse.
Yeah.
And so every trap set, you're going to put your tail in it.
Yeah.
That's how mouths get caught with the tail. I'm talking about the tail. I ain't cussing.
Yeah.
Mouth's tail.
Yeah.
Since your mind going, I'm talking mouse tail. Now, when you ever think that you don't have the victory, just recognize you're a mouse caught in a trap. I wish y'all let me preach up in here.
Yes, sir.
Because you have no business. Your mouth can get you out of any trap. Good God Almighty. What? What I say? Your mouth. Ooh, glory to God. This is one of my favorite scriptures here. Luke 21:15. Luke 21:15. Somebody said, I never seen that scripture. Well, look at it now. Luke 21:15. Luke 21:15. I'm closing. Come on. Luke 21. Luke 21:15. Tell somebody next to you, look here. Look here. Tell them. Look here. Look here. Luke 20. Luke 20. Look here. Look here. Luke 21:15. Luke 21:15. Luke 21:15. For I will give you a mouth, not a mouse. Many people today are changing their mouth in for a mouth. The M-O-U-S-E. Because anyway, Satan is pushing you around. He's handling you like a mouse, a house mouse. My wife, this is a new invention. My wife, you know, we live in a mansion. I got to tell her every now and then, and more now than then. But my wife got some of these things here, they got lights on them and they make a sound. And roaches and mouses can't stand the sound. So they don't come to our house no more. I don't care what kind of mansion, in a spider going to get in there, a roach will come in there too, you know. Some of y'all act like y'all ain't got no roaches. You on planet Earth, every now and then, you have a roach visit. Okay, how clean you keep it. Ain't nobody been dirty. He the dirty roach. But this thing make a sound. And she got them plugged in the house. And they won't come. I bet y'all need to plug in. You see what I'm saying? This verse will plug in. This plug. Father will give you a mouth and wisdom. Which all your adversary should not be able to gainsay nor resist. That's powerful, man. I said, that's powerful. Get a mic, you got it. That's powerful. He got a greater anointing than me than this. I know he's not an evangelist, but he got an evangelist anointing on him. Man, I think what it is, Montreal, have a compassion. compassion. You know, one time I protected his life because everybody liked Montrell. And so they're just talking. See, sometimes you don't let somebody know they got some flaw. And people keep telling them how nice they are and all that. I said, Montrell ain't all that. Now, let me tell you a few flaws Montrell got. I believe I saved him doing that because the people tell me, Montrell. I said, no. I know something else about Montrell. Because he got this compassion on him. He go to talking to you. He got this compassion on me. He anointed for that. I thank God anointed him. And Clayton ain't think about none of us. Come on, Clayton.